First and foremost, man, there's no one else who's ever won two watches when the mics are open. Give a man a round of applause. You can't compete with that.
Come on.
One is for my health, one is for my wealth.
Come on. You see us?
All right, this is the Whenever Sold. My name's G-Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Big C's in the cut somewhere. He'll be in a second.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are good?
Yeah, we're Gucci. How are you feeling, birthday boy?
Oh,
done
man.
With the festivities and the celebrations.
Birthday.
I'm never going down that path again. For all the years I've avoided celebrating my birthday. I now know why.
Did you celebrate it or did your friends keep surprising you?
No, actually, I was involved. I was in it. I was like, it's my birthday week.
Okay.
We're doing this and we did it.
Okay,
we did it
dope.
Very, very well.
I
so
love
it. Was cool.
Where was our invite?
Oh, damn. Don't look at me. I wasn't invited.
I'm asking.
It wasn't my close friends.
I'm not the one who asked me.
I'm joking.
I'm nice.
So anyway, guys, we're getting closer to the age of the Android, and I don't mean phones.
Yeah. Mm.
Elon Musk has said that the first successful Neuralink implant has been done on a human and the person's recovering well. And now the person can literally move a mouse, you know, the mouse cursor on the screen just by his thoughts.
Mm.
Wow.
I wonder what else he can move just by his thoughts.
Oh, we can get into it.
That depends on what his thoughts are. Isn't this low-key crazy though?
No, this is exactly what is supposed to be happening, bro. What do you mean?
Like, you look at the screen and you're just like moving the cursor just by thinking about...
This is about to happen, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now the thoughts are going to come. The next thing, we're going to be able to project images and whatever in thin air from just,
from
I don't know, your
mind.
Eyes or from sensors.
Fact.
You know?
Have you've watched the movie Lucy?
Yes, I have.
Right?
Yeah,
the way like the human brain, it only like functions to 2% or something of the sort.
Yes.
I feel like this is now the way that it's going to be able to process or to use more of its percentage.
Yes.
With technology involved as well. So it's going to like, I don't know, tweak. I don't know.
Guys,
conspiracy theories.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's
going to
like tweak our brain and it's going to be like, think a little, use
guys,
a little bit more of your percentages.
Guys, what about if there's a SIM swap? Like you get the wrong chip in your brain and all of a sudden in your Byron.
What is the wrong chip?
That's so Rick and Morty.
You get the Neuralink transmitter. Then you're driving one day. There's some interference. It doesn't work. Next thing you know, you're Beyonce. Like what the hell?
Oh yes, please.
Maybe that. But maybe some. I don't know. Errors when it comes to the functionings. Connectivity, because maybe it requires, you know, you to be connected to, you know, a certain source. So yeah, there's risks involved, but this is what's supposed to be happening. You've seen they've also launched taxi choppers, you know, because it's gone through the testing phase. It's been successful.
Where?
In the States.
Okay.
Yeah. So they deployed like over 130 or 150 to some company. To start, you know, using them.
You can order a chopper. It comes, picks you up.
Yes.
From your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a mini chopper.
Yeah. Mm. It looks like a big drone.
Wow.
You know, yeah. So it's like a car, but it's a chopper. And that's your Uber now. It's Uber services. So, you know, like, if Nikola Tesla hadn't, you know, been, you know, if they didn't do whatever they did to him, and if he actually passed on all the knowledge and the information that, you know, he had come up with and found out by himself, then by now the flying cars, these things will have been, you know, like normal to us right now. So it's just a delay, but it's inevitable.
Would you actually get the chip in your mind, in your brain?
No, I wouldn't rush to it.
Would you?
I wouldn't rush
to it. I can't, man. Because you know what? Like, I spent my whole life denying the mark of the beast. Like,
oh.
I mean, that's some stuff from books. That's the Bible is tripping.
I feel like I'd wait for a time where we wouldn't need chips.
Would you
telepathy is just natural.
But here's the question. If you could get a chip in your, like, in your hand, right? And that chip could be your touch for your ATM cards, your access,
your
house keys,
everything.
Your phone. Mm. Would you get that?
Again, no, I wouldn't rush to it.
Mm.
A chip in my body?
Yeah.
No. Maybe a phone or a card where it's consolidated.
But it's already there because, like, your Apple Pay is here. Some people open their cars with their phone, blah blah blah.
Yes. Me, I'm all for yes. I love it. I'm here for it. It's part of the process as we advance technologically. But I also believe that there will come a time when this won't be necessary. Because if you think ahead, what are we trying to achieve here?
Ease of life for humans.
Exactly. And it's these things, it's the goal that I'm more interested in, not the how.
Someone said that eventually the new thing that's going to be cool in work in the future is humans actually going to work, because there'll be guys who go to work because they want to go to work.
Yes.
Because you don't have to go to
you
work.
You don't have to.
Because I look at this whole like robotics and Cybertrons, whatever. I look at it I look at it in two ways. I look at it from the medical side, where you could be like, for example, let's just say you have precision engineering and there's an android who can take out an operation with far more precision than a human.
Yeah.
I look at it from that perspective, but I also look at from a perspective of, can you imagine if you have in 20 years time, it'd be shorter, like 10 years time, maybe you have an elderly member of the family who lives alone because their partner has died or something. And then you're able to have a robot, I don't know, what's that they call
like
this?
Like a robot knife.
Robot, whatever. Yeah, android in the house that now is able to look after that person. If there's a fall, if there's this, then I'm trying to say, I think things like that could potentially be good.
It's a probability, it's a possibility, but something that is going to be prevalent, and it's come up so many times in history, is our level of technological advancement can only cap where our level of spiritual advancement is at.
Right.
So as much as we're still fighting one another and, you know, harming one another, that's as far as we're ever going to go. Because as you think about it, there's a lot of responsibility and maturity that's needed when it comes to technological advancement. For example, putting a chip in someone's brain.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility.
That's a lot.
It requires a lot of trust on both ends.
True.
So you don't want to have a chip in your head thinking, damn, what if we get hacked and there's a cyber attack and they decide
then you go crazy.
Everybody who has that chip kaput, you know.
You can't
live in peace.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as we still fighting, as long as this strife is still present and playing its part in society, that's as far as we're going to go with technology.
I mean, they already hack us now. I'm sure they'll hack our brains. It would be like, let me not put things in people's minds. But
no, put it in people's minds.
Oh, yeah. Let me put it in people's minds. Look, this is how I think about it. Like, we're going to be puppets at some point, right? When we have this little thingies in our minds. I just messed this up for you, didn't I?
No.
You should watch a series called I'll remember the name.
Okay, yeah. So
Severance.
I'll check it out. I'm of the opinion of, even at the moment, like we're all journalists. We understand like agenda setting.
Yes.
We do it. We have the finesse to do that, right? Now, if they already have the humans have the finesse to do that, now imagine if there's a chip in your head.
So
now you're going to be a full-on puppet, right?
Guys.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
And they're going to put ideas in your mind. People are going to start, conspiracy theorists are going to go over and beyond this.
That's why we need to get to a place where you don't need to think about that.
Right. Guys.
Yeah, I'm always going to think about it.
Can we keep it real?
Yeah.
Have you seen this Apple,
Vision Pros.
Yeah. So my brother has got one.
Of course
he has one.
Yeah.
And he said,
I know you're feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Or not.
No, well, that he has one.
Yeah, and you don't.
No. So basically, he's really, you know, he's a geek more than me, but he's a geek with money. So so he has a Vision Pros, right?
And you're a geek named Money.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh,
I got the name, he got the actuality. So he got them, and he's also got these Meta glasses with Ray-Ban that allows you to film and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he's telling me, yo, there's an app on the Google Vision Pro. It's by a company called DJ, and they do it like virtual DJing and stuff. He goes, you're literally like you're in a record store, and you can pick out this record, put on the turntable, pick out this record, put on the turntable, and manipulate it within the Vision Plus.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know me, like,
as a DJ, work from home.
Yeah. No. You'll be in the club, but you're here.
No. I wasn't even going there, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm going. So I've even watched a lot of reviews of the Vision Plus, whatever. There's things where you can see like dinosaurs chasing you and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about what is the immersive porn gonna be like, come on.
That's
no, it's
true.
Valid. Come on. It's valid. I'm with
that's
you.
Come on. I really want to put myself through that though.
Yo, those sessions are gonna be fire, bro. Gonna be fire.
Fam,
shit.
Think about
clear
it.
Clear the room. Clear the room.
Think about it.
Have you watched? Wait, have you watched?
Yes, I've watched it.
Wait, we're talking about the same series, aren't we?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, God,
I thought you were talking about porn.
I think Ebu ask what you wanna ask.
So there's this series, Black Mirror.
Yes, I've watched
that episode of Black Mirror, where these two guys like start playing a game, and it's like you can feel everything, you see everything.
Your avatar's in the game, but you can feel all the sensations.
You can feel everything. I don't know. I don't want to be.
One of them was a babe. One of them was a guy in the game, but they're both dudes in real life.
Yeah, and then bro, they fell in love,
and they have girlfriends, man.
They had wives.
Imagine you stop getting attracted to your wife because you're clapping your homies' cheeks on the game, bro.
and then they fell in love with each other. Once they fell in love with each other, like one of them sat the wife down and was just like,
wait,
said,
fell in love with each other in the Android world or in the real world?
Honestly, now the lines were crossed.
Exactly. Like, you don't know which is which, right? Mm. I'm not trying to fuck around and find out.
Because that means it's all about... It's the same thing with Love is Blind, you know?
Yeah.
It's more than the physical. Like, the other things can beat you to the physical. Because you're getting engaged with someone at a very intimate level.
Yeah.
Without the physical...
Exactly.
Aspect.
You know, so this is who they really are. Mm. You know, this is them. Minus their physical body. So now when you go back to reality, you're still coming back with that essence.
Yeah, fact.
You took it from them and you're like, damn.
Imagine in those little goggles how that babe will be talking to you or the man that will be talking to you. And you're just like, oh, at the end of the day, all I want to do is go and talk to him.
Damn.
And all he's meant to be is your porn maid.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Wow. But you guys took it further than I was going to take it. You went further than I was going to take it. How long have we been talking?
We cap it, Amma, we add something.
No, Andy's got something to add.
Yeah, I wanted to know, maybe help me see things from a different perspective, because there's a certain character that to me I find very interesting to observe, and I see it especially with Americans when they really fight to show you that I did this. I'm the first person to do this.
Yeah. Right.
Give me my flowers.
Right.
To me, I love seeing the success. But is it not about the success? Like, did you not succeed at what you were doing?
As opposed
to
validation.
So now it's not enough. Exactly, the validation. You know, like, I want you to give me my flowers by force. To a point where you even see we see it in the rap game, you know.
Yeah.
Someone is going to claim, I'm the king of this.
I'm the first person
to do this. Nobody else has ever done this. This has never been done in the history of mankind. You know, I love it again. It's good to see you achieve things that, you know, people will go like, wow, this can be done. This is possible.
You know what? That's a great question, bro. I wish you spoke about it on the main pod.
I see
it from two perspectives. The first perspective is that, like, I don't know if you guys have read a book called Alchemist, right?
Yes.
And in Alchemist, if you remember, there's a point where the shepherd is being guided by the king.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where the king is like, you know, not the king in the palace. This is the first king. The one that actually he's bought his sheep, right?
Yeah.
And there's a line where the king says, because every so often the king has to remind himself that he's the king.
He's the king. Mm.
So this guy, you'd never have known he was a king because of how he was carrying himself.
Yeah.
But when he moved, he the shiny whatever. Mm. I feel that if you don't earmark your achievements, it's so easy for history to be rewritten.
True.
The problem is, the problem with it being rewritten is this. Back in the day...
Welcome back.
History. Back in the day, let's say that I invented a phone. It would take 50 years to rewrite your history.
Yeah.
You get me? In this new era, you can achieve something that's amazing, whether it's a personal goal or a goal that changes things for life. And before you've even exploited it to its fullest, or before you've even lived it for a couple of years, someone else is going to say to you, I did that. I'm going to give you an example. Chronix. Bro, I've heard every story about who discovered Chronix, who brought Chronix to Kenya, who did this, who did that. You can never deny the legacy. Fam, I'm probably the only person who can say, here's a picture that I took with Chronix the day I met him in December 2010 in Kingston, Jamaica. Yet, there's a whole junior generation of people who say, oh, Chronix was discovered by this guy. It was Robo. It was this. It was that. It was blah, 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 blah. Now, I might sit back here and say to myself, well, whatever. But the reality is, in 20 years' time, Chronix will have been discovered in Kenya, Uganda. Kenya is the country that broke Chronix. Kenya is the country that discovered Chronix. But yet, when you start going around the world, you start to hear these other narratives. Like, it was here, it was there, it was there. Now, if we don't speak on it, before you know it, the guys will say, well, his music was first played in Australia on this station.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel, but then on the flip side, if you're, as a human, if you're hung up on that validation of I did this first, you're going to have a very pain-filled life. Because there's going to be so many people who want to take that away from you. You're going to spend yourself defending these things. You know, I'm sure within your own careers, you've done things, or with your own lives, that you've done things that you are proud of, that when you, especially if you've been to university, there are things you did at school, maybe it was a class setting or a group setting that you brought to the table. And then at the end of the next semester, it was like, oh, so when Calvin brought this to the table, you're like, So I think there's nothing wrong with celebrating yourself or wanting to have that acknowledgement, because we don't do anything in our lives to come second. And people always say, no, that's not, nobody wakes up and wants to be second.
I beg to differ.
That's such a dope point.
I beg to differ, because you might, that might be your approach to life, and it might be in your DNA. That's who you are. And it also drives you, because the things that you do put you at the top. It's not just something that you say, it's something that you're about. But someone like me, I never wake up to compete. I don't care whether you put me at number 10 or you put me at number 1. I don't care. All I care about is, how does this my work feel? Affect you? How does what I do make you feel? Wherever you're at, or whatever you do, whomever you are, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about where I'm placed or who I'm put up against. As a matter of fact, the only thing I find good about competition is entertainment. That's the only. And it's not a matter of life and death or a matter of seriousness. No. I'll use sports as an example. It's very entertaining to me. It's not a matter of life and death. I support this team. There's good days. There's bad days. It happens. Everybody wins. Everybody gets their own lessons. So I'll never get hung up on maybe the Golden State Warriors only have won 4 championships, and there's another team that's bragging of 6 or 7, or Arsenal has X amount of trophies. I'll never get hung up on the stats. I'll never get hung up on the achievements. I'll be like, bro, did you watch how we played last night? The quality of our game right now. I'll be hung up on the highlights, the moments, you know. I'll understand these guys are the ones who are more involved. It means something completely different to them. You know, so them they can compete. Them they can go like, I didn't work out the entire week to become number 2 or to be beaten by Brighton this weekend. I didn't.
Bro, like, first and foremost, man, there's no one else who's ever won 2 watches when the mics are open. Give a man a round of applause. You can't compete with that.
Come on.
One is for my health, one is for my wealth.
Come on.
You see, I saw that. Like, you guys were in that point. And then you said something that got me thinking. Bro, you wake up to not compete, fam.
Yeah.
Damn, and that got me thinking. Sex.
So as you're talking about...
Like, not compete when it comes to sex and the thriller in Manila.
With anything.
Some call me Biggie the Condom Filler.
This has been the When episode.
Oh my God.
This guy can do nothing seriously. My name's G Money.
Don't you guys sit down?
Of course we know that rap.
Biggie the Condom Filler.
But I want you guys to pick up.
off of that. Bro, you know, that was 20 years ago, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Up to age.
But
this has been the Mike's Out. No, this has been the Money Episodes. My name is G Money.
And the
Ashley.
This is Gen Z, bro. How many people do you expect to know that line in the air?